Friday. We have different tracks, we have Mabusa learning, and it's just a really warm, exciting place for women to learn together and just create a community of learning for Limud Torah for women. It is such a treat to have Robertson Horowitz here. Actually Tali's husband Shuli told me that she was here, she was coming to town, and she wasn't really going to be speaking for, you know, maybe this demographic so much in her visit. I grabbed onto the opportunity, and luckily she agreed to give us an hour of her only free time in this country, her Friday morning. So we're so, so grateful. Thank you so much for learning with us, and we can't wait to learn from you.
Thank you, Shalvi. Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you, Shalvi, for the introduction. It's also nice, Shalvi and I teach for some of the same venues, I think through the OU Women's Initiative, right?
Yes.
So we end up being on the same flyers. We're currently on the same flyer for I'm tomorrow night, the Slicho night, Shir, you're doing something else. So it's nice to meet you in person. I appreciate the invitation and the introduction. Welcome to everybody who is here. My name is Michal Horowitz. I live in New York. This is my first time in England. I'm coming into lecture at a number of different venues, so it's a pleasure and an honor to be sharing Divrei Torah with you together this morning. We are going to be talking about the central, the main motif, the Chefas Mitzvah, the object mitzvah, the mitzvah object, I should say, of the Yamim Noraim. Rosh Hashanah has four different names. We just went yesterday to see we went to London Tower. I know sometimes the people who live in the city, like us, don't do the things in the city. You know, the tourists come, they're like, what should we do? Have you been to London Tower? Anybody? Show of hands. Okay, a couple people. So what I said to people, someone who at home comes to London every year, her in-laws live here, and she said, go see the crown jewel. She said, go see something related to Malchus, if you have any spare time. She said, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Coronation Day. Rosh Hashanah is Yom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, Yoshev Al Kisei Ram Vadi. So she said, just go see something related to Malchus, Havda Al-Faftalos. It gives you an idea of the pachad, of the yira, of the reverence, of the kavod that's given to the Melech. So yesterday we went to see the crown jewels. It was really quite amazing. And this morning when I was davening, and we keep referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, it really, really has an impact. So Rosh Hashanah has four different names. It's called Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the new year. It is called Yom HaZikaron, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers and takes into account all of our actions, our deeds, our speech, our thoughts of this past year. It is called Yom HaDin because the Melech, who is Yoshev Al Kisei Ram V'Nisa, is judging all of the world's inhabitants. And it is called Yom Teruah because it is the day of the Shofar Blast. And in the Torah itself, how is Rosh Hashanah referred to? So the first two sources, I believe everyone has the handout in front of you. Yes? Okay. So, two places in the Chumash, we see that Rosh Hashanah is referred to the Teruah. It is specifically the blast of the shofar that the Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as. In Vayikra Parak Chof Gimel, which is the parak where the Torah moves through the Jewish calendar year. So the pasuk says, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, Vayikra Chof Gimel, through Chafei, Daber b'nei Yisrael Leimer, speak to the children of Israel, saying, Bechodesh hashvi be'echad ha'chodesh, on the seventh month, in the first of the month, Yihalacham Shabbason, it shall be for you a cessation. Shabbason, something that I point out all the time, that Shavat, Shin Beis Tav, does not mean rest. Shavat does not mean rest. Shavas means deceased. The actual translation of the word Shavat is cessation. There are many times in Tanakh when we have it. One example is in Megillat Eicha, Megillas Eicha, for example, in Parakei, Shavat Misos Libeinu Nehapach Le'evel Mecholeinu. The joy in our hearts has ceased. So Shabbos is a day of cessation from being involved with the world. Rosh Hashanah should be for you a day of cessation. We are not involved in Malachas Machshavas, but also not involved in the goings-on of the world. Zikaron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. So we see that the Torah identifies Rosh Hashanah with the idea of the Teruah blast. And then Kom Malachas Avodah Lo Sasu, V'Yikravtem Isha L'Hashem. In Bamidbar Parachav Tas Pasuk Aleph, which is the next source on your handout, which is Parshas Pinchas, Ubechodesh Hashvi, again, it tells us the date of Rosh Hashanah, Be'echod HaChodesh, which we refer to as Tishrei, Mikro Kodesh Yalacham, is a calling of holiness, it shall be for you, Kom Alachas Avodah Lo Sa'asu, once again, Yom Teruah Yalacham. So when the Torah chooses to identify Rosh Hashanah for us, we have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Hadin, we have Yom HaZikaron, and we see that the Torah uses the Teruah to identify this day. So what I want to talk talk about today and explore with you is the idea of shofar, the source of shofar, and the power of shofar. And it's really a beautiful journey. We're going to be looking through a number of different places in the Torah, both Torah Sheba'al Peh and Torah Shebichtav, to take us on this tremendous journey that will ultimately bring us, Be'ezer Hashem, to Yemos HaMashiach. Here we go. So where do we see shofar by Matan Torah? Okay. So if you look, preparation for Matan Torah, in Perek Yotes of Shemos, I'm just going to quote a few of the psukim for you, but you have on your hand that relates specifically more to, is it okay if I'm not translating every word of the Hebrew? Should I translate? Translate, okay. Okay, thank you. Fine. Good. I can. I just, better you tell me. So the Pasuk Tes, so here we go. I will be translating all the sources. Here we go. In Perek Yutas of Sefer Shemos, it is the preparation for Matan Torah. The Aseres HaDibros begin in the beginning of Parachov, and there is much that the people have to do in order to prepare for the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. It was a momentous event. The whole world was silent as the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was heard in the world declaring the first two of the Aseres HaDibros and then Moshe the next. It was a momentous event. How did they prepare, and what are some of the events or imagery happening upon Har Sinai and Matan Torah at the time of the giving of the Torah? So the Pasuk tells us, for example, I'm just quoting a few psukim that are not on your handout, and then we will get to the source that is in your handout, which refers to shofar specifically. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, this is in chapter 19 of Shemos, verse 9. And Hashem said to Moshe, Hine enochi ba'ilech ab'av hananim, behold, I am coming to you in the thickness of the cloud, so that the people will hear when I speak to you, and in you they will believe forever. And Moshe told the words of Vayomer Moshe, Stivrei Amel Hashem. Moshe told God that the people are ready to accept the Torah, that they want the Torah. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, go to the nation, prepare today and tomorrow, wash your garments, and be prepared for the third day, because on the third day, Hashem will descend, so to speak, before the eyes of Israel, before the eyes of the nation, on Har Sinai. You have to make a border around the nation. No one is allowed to go up the nation. You have to make a border around the mountain. No one is allowed to ascend the mountain. No one is allowed to even touch the mountain. Anyone who touches the mountain shall surely die. Now, if you look on your handout, Shemos 19, verse 13, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So the shofar features prominently in Matan Torah. Lo tigabo, nobody may touch the mountain of Har Sinai. Lo tigabo yad, no hand shall touch it. Kisakal yisakal, what happens if a hand will touch Har Sinai? He will surely be stoned. O yara yara, he will be cut down, cast down. Im behema, im ish, lo yechya, whether an animal or a man, he will not live. So nobody's allowed to touch the mountain of Har Sinai when God descends upon Har Sinai. Bimsho chayoval, hema ya'alu bahar. What does this mean? Well, I'm going to use the article translation. Upon an extended blast of the shofar, they may ascend the mountain. So when are they allowed to go up to Har Sinai again? Har Sinai is very interesting. Unlike which mountain is Kadosh, actually relates exactly to our Shia. Which mountain is Kadosh and maintains its Kedusha for all of time? Whoa, who's I have a hearing loss. Who said? One person, because I can't hear multiple voices. Oh, is that what everyone said? Okay, very good. So Har HaMoriah is a mountain, which actually we're going to be talking about very soon because of Akedas Yitzchak and the shofar. Har HaMoriah is the mountain that maintains its sanctity and Kedusha even after the event. So even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today anymore, Har HaMoriah maintains Kedisha L'Sha'ata, V'Kedisha L'Asid Lavo. It is holy now, when the Beis HaMikdash stands. Kedisha L'Asid Lavo. It is holy forever, even when the Beis HaMikdash does not stand, Ad Yemos HaMashiach, until the Messiah will come. Har Sinai is very, very interesting. The mountain upon which the Torah was given has no Kedusha after Matan Torah is over. It's the mountain upon which God descended, so to speak, to meet Moshe at the peak of the mountain. It's the mountain from which the Torah was given to the nation. But after the departure of the Shekhinah from the mountain of Sinai, after the Torah was given, Har Sinai itself maintains no Kedusha. Now, we don't exactly even know where Har Sinai is, but there's no prohibition of going up to Har Sinai. Like, there's a prohibition, ask your local Rav or ask your Rav in Eretz Yisrael, like there's a prohibition of going up to Har HaMoriah. Once the Shekhinah departs, the Kedusha has left. Once the Shekhinah never departs, so to speak, even though Shekhinah Begalusa, Shekhinah goes into exile a little bit, Har HaMoriah itself maintains its sanctity as Makom HaMikdash, going all the way back to, like we will see, Akedas Yitzchak. How do the people know when her Sinai has no more sanctity? How do you know? We were just told you can't touch it. No one can touch the mountain. An animal can't go close. Put a border all around so the people will be not stoned or dead or cast down. How do you know? What is the signal? When I was in ninth grade, my parents took a sabbatical year and we lived in Yerushalayim. I went to an Israeli school. We lived in Eretz Yisrael for a year. If you know the Pinsker building down the block from what used to be the Inbal Hotel, the Lerab, now the Inbal, I think. So it was the year of the Gulf War. The year of the Gulf War, for those who remember. Some of you might be too young to know what I'm talking about, but it was 1990-1991. I was in ninth grade. It was the year of the Gulf War. I was just, you know, this Canadian kid. There was this war going on. Quite an experience. But there were two different sirens. The siren of the air raid siren told you when you had to go into the Cheder Atum, the sealed room, and put on your gas mask. And the all-clear siren told you the danger is over right now. You can go out of the sealed room and take off of your gas mask. So Lahavda, how did they know when it is time to go up the mountain, where the mountain has no mer kedusha at all? Bimsho chayoval hema ya'alu bahar. With the blast of the shofar, they are once again allowed to ascend up the mountain. So let's look at your handout, please. How's everyone doing with my trend? Are we okay? You know, all know what I'm talking about? I'm making an effort. Everything will be explained. Here we go. What does Rashi say? Bimsho chayoval. Kishayimsho chayoval kol aroch. When you hear the shofar blast, the all clear. It's interesting. It's an interesting analogy to use the two different air raid siren and the all clear. But the air raid siren was a warbled tone, and the all clear was a straight tone. Kishayimsho chayoval kol aroch. When you hear the shofar, one straight sound. Hu simun siluk shchina. It is a sign of the departure of the divine presence. V'hafsakas hakol. They came, so the divine presence has left the mountain. God is not speaking to us anymore. Bekevan sha'estalek. Once I, the Shechina, the divine presence, leave the mountain. Hein v'sha'in lalo. Unlike Har HaMoria, which we're going to get to shortly, which maintains Kedusha forever. Once God departs our Sinai, which is indicated by the all-clear blast of the shofar, they can go up the mountain. Rasha in lalo, you have permission. You don't have to, but if you want to, go ahead. Hayovel, what is Yovel? So Rashi says, who shofar shall I? Rashi says, you cannot learn Torah Shebichtav without Torah Shebalpeh. If we do that, then we would be the Tzedukim, the Sadducees. We cannot, it is impossible to learn the written law without the explanation of the oral law. That is what the Sadducees did in the time of the Second Temple. The Prushim said, no, we go after Chazal. We follow Chazal's interpretation. The sages interpret Torah for us. What is the Yovel? So Rashi says specifically, you see it on your handout, who shofar shall I? I'm very, very, you know, I've been so moved by my our trip here so far. I said at the conference, I came to give chizek, and I am receiving chizek. And I just really, you know, Shalvi reached out to me, and I said, you know, are we going to have participants? Erev Shabbos, Friday morning. I'm sure everyone has a lot of things to do. You take time to come learn Torah. Not only is it Erev Shabbos, it's mamash 1 week before Rosh Hashanah. It's really very inspiring. It's the first year, I told somebody at the conference, the first year we went to Yeshiva University, has a annual Shavuos Ritz Yarchei Kala. It's like an intensive, depending on if Yantav is 2 or 3 days, learning program. So we've been there the past 5 consecutive years, Baruch Hashem, beautiful program. But the first year I went, Rabbi Yaakov Trump, he's a rabbi in our neighborhood. He was the liaison and working for YU, organizing my shir schedule, etc. He gave me a bracha that I keep in mind so often when I travel. And he said, you should inspire and you should be inspired. And I really, it's such a beautiful bracha. And the truth is, when I come to learn and I meet new people and new faces, and I see that people all over the world, Baruch Hashem, want to learn Torah, it's really, I hope Hashem should give me the words to inspire, but I am truly inspired. Who shofar shall ayo? So what is the yovel? It is the shofar of a ram, shekein ba'arvaya, korinli dechara yuvla. So Rashi tells you that in this other language, they call the dechara the yuvla. So yovel is a shofar. I bolded it for you. The shofar shall ayo shall yitzchakaya. Oh, so now we have an indication that the shofar of Matan Torah is the shofar of what? Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, which is one of the most central motifs of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Torah reading for day 2. So funny you're joining us, because yesterday we spoke about day 1 Rosh Hashanah. Today we're going to talk about day 2 Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, you're not missing out. Here we go. So the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read the story, the biblical narrative of the binding of Isaac. That shofar that Avram took a ram and he shechted it instead of his son. The horns of the ram have a very, very prominent place in our Jewish destiny and history. And the shofar of Matan Torah is the shofar shel Ayosho Yitzchak. It's the horn of the ram of the binding of Isaac. Okay, furthermore, in Parak Yotes, you see the next thing says verse 18 through 19, right?
Yeah, I'm just going through the order of the
sources. Okay. So now we're up to Shmos. That's still Perek Yotes of Shmos. The Har Sinai Ashan Kulo. Har Sinai was smoking in its entirety. Mipnei Asher Yarad Alav Hashem Be'ish. Because Hashem had descended, according to Targum Unkelus, revealed himself on top of the mountain in fire. So God's Shechina descends in fire, just like the Mishkan. The Ramban equates the Mishkan, the tabernacle, with a reenactment of Har Sinai, just like there was the fire of God upon Har Sinai. The fire of the pillar of God was always upon the Mishkan. So the mountain was smoking in its entirety because God revealed himself atop the mountain of fire. And the smoke was going up like the smoke of a lime pit. A furnace. It's a very scary experience. It's a terrifying experience. And people, you know, we talk about something I say all the time. It's very difficult to immerse ourselves in the narratives and the lessons of Chumash because we're too used to them. But if you try and imagine the experience of standing by Har Sinai, like you're standing by a mountain, you can't touch the mountain, the mountain is shaking, it's smoking, it's on fire, there's thunder and lightning, grass sprouted there with flowers overnight, the whole rest of the world is completely silent, there's a shofar blast going and then the voice of God. We can't, even as I explain it, we can't even understand what we mean. But we should have some appreciation for the awesomeness of this event. And the mountain is on fire and smoking, and the people are trembling. Vayihi kol hashofar holeich v'chazeik ma'od. Now this is the pshat of the Chumash. And the sound of the shofar blast was going and increasing very strong. Imagine the strongest, longest tekiya gedola you have ever heard. Moshe yedaber v'alokim yanenu b'kol. I'm going to say what I said yesterday in my shir. I tried very hard to take Shem Hashem all out of all the sources. Just public service announcement, Shalvi, but it's possible. There's a lot of sources. One of them missed me. So just to be careful with the sources in case it has shemos, okay? Moshe yedaber v'alokim yanenu b'kol. Moshe would speak and God would answer in a voice. Furthermore, in Parak Chof, of Sefer Shemos, v'chol ha'am, this is after the Aseres HaDibros have been given, the Torah now tells us further details, v'chol ha'amro imes ha'kolos, the es ha'lapidim, the entire nation saw the sounds and the flames, ve'es kol ha'shofar, the es ha'har ashan, and the sound of the shofar blast, and the smoking mountain, v'yar ha'am v'yanu v'yamdu merchok, the people saw and they were trembling and they stood from afar. So what all these sources show us is that at Har Sinai, the shofar featured very, very prominently. It was one of the main aspects of the revelation of Torah, is that it was accompanied by the shofar. Now we come to the second day of Torah reading for Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Torah reading for Rosh Hashanah, we read that Sarah had Yitzchak, Sarah gave birth to Yitzchak. The first day of Torah reading for Rosh Hashanah is Parak Chof Aleph of Bereshis, and Hagar and Yishmael have to be sent away. That's the day one Torah reading. Day two Torah reading is Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. Why are we going here? Because we just saw in Rashi that the shofar that featured primarily on Matan Torah was the shofar of, Rashi tells us Beferish, the shofar of Akedas Yitzchak. The shofar was from the aisle of the Akedah. So now let us go to Torah reading for day two of Rosh Hashanah, which this year is on Yom Rishon Sunday. It comes from Bereshis Parak Chaf Beis, one of the most monumental, fundamental, nation-altering events in our history, the Akedas Yitzchak. It doesn't only feature in day two of Torah reading. We also speak about it in the Zichronos section of Rosh Hashanah. Malchios, Zichronos, Shofaros, the three sections of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Malchios, Psukim from Torah, Neviim, Ketuvim, we crown God as King. Zichronos, remembrances, Psukim from Torah, Neviim, Ketuvim, and Shofaros, So we see that this idea of remembering Al Kedas Yitzchak, you will pay attention this year, Rosh Hashanah, to the liturgy, features very, very prominently. Let's look at the Akedah. Okay? Avram and Sarah waited 190 years respectively. The child is born. And then, Vayihi Achar Dvar Ma'ela. It was after these things. It says, Bereishis 22:1. Valokim Nisa Es Avram. As I'll tell us in Perkei Avos, the beginning of Perkei, that Avram Avinu was tested with 10 tests. According to most Mefarshim, the Akedah was the 10th and final test. Some say that Misas Kivura Sarah, the burial of Sarah, was the 10th test. How could that be? It's not Misas Sarah, it's not the death of Sarah that was the 10th test. She was 127. Everyone ultimately meets their end in this world, but the fact that he had nowhere to bury his wife in a land that was supposed to be his was considered by some to be the 10th test. It's a test of Amunah. It's my land. I have to pay 400 silver shekel in common currency, which you have to pay 400 shekel to enter your bedroom. It doesn't make any sense. It's my land. But most hold that the Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, was the most difficult, the climax of all of Avram Avinu's tests. Elokim Nisas Avram. And Midas Hadin, Elokim. Until the angel, notice in the Kriya Sotara this year, until the angel calls out to Avram and says, do not send forth your hand, do not do anything to the boy, the only name of Hashem that appears in the biblical narrative of the Kedas Yitzchak is Valokim. Why? What's that shame? That name of God is Midas Hadin, the attribute of strict justice. It's only when Vayikra Lov Malach Hashem Min HaShemayim, Avram, Avram, Al Tishlach Yarcha El Anar, Val Tashlo Me'uma. Until the angel of God calls out and says to him, Avram, Avram, don't send forth your hand, don't do anything to the lad. That's the first appearance in the narrative of the Akedah of Shem Hashem, Yud Dan Hey Dan Vav Dan Hey, which is Midas HaRachamim, divine attribute of mercy. Until that point, this entire narrative falls under the umbrella of Midas Hadin, which is another relevance to Rosh Hashanah. We said that one of the names of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. This is a story of strict attribute of justice that turns into mercy. Isn't that what we all daven for, Rosh Hashanah? That the strict attribute of justice that hovers over us should be turned into Midas HaRachamim. Another way of understanding the Akedah as it features in the Rosh Hashanah liturgy. How's everyone doing? You having a good time? It's amazing. Ma hafti sorasacha, kol hayam hisi chasi. Vayi achar dvar me'ela, was after these things. Well, you're not going to tell me you're not having a good time, so I appreciate that your answer in the affirmative. Valokim nisas Avram, and God midas ha-din, strict attribute of justice, tested Abram. Vayom elav Avram. Avram said, yes. Here I am, hineni. Vayomer, and he said, kachna es bincha, take your son. As Yichidcha, Rosh Hashanah, day two Torah reading, your only son, Asher al-Hafta, that you love, as Yitzchak, Yitzchak, v'lechcha al-Eretz HaMaria. Why is that significant? How did the first test in the Torah text begin to Avram? The first test in the Torah text begins with the words, lechcha. The reason I say it's the first test in the Torah text is because the first test is not in the Torah text. It's referred to by Rashi to Bereishis Perikid Al Pasuch of Ches, being thrown into the fiery furnace of Nimrod. That comes to us from the Medrash. That was Avram's first test. The first test in the Torah text. You know, the Tag Tisters try saying that five times fast. The first test in the Torah text is Lechucha Me'artzucha, go from your land, Mimoladetcha, Mibesavicha, your birthplace, your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And the 10th test, Lechucha, journey for yourself. The Nishonos we face are to improve ourselves. Sometimes when we're in the moment, it is very, very hard to recognize that. It is hard to appreciate that. It's not just go, it's go to yourself. Through Anisarin, you find yourself, you find your strengths, your talents, abilities, capabilities, you strengthen your moon. It's a journey. Avram was journeying. Go to yourself, to the land of Moriah, which we already referred to, because the Kedusha of Har HaMoriah is Kedusha L'Sha'ata, Kedusha L'Sha'asid Lavo. The Kedusha is forever. Now and forever. Va'aleu sham la'ola, offer him up there is an ola. An ola, there's different types of korbanos. An ola offering is kulo la'Hashem, totally burnt to God. So in other words, on the spectrum of korbanos, there are offerings that are all to God. That's the ola. Then there are offerings that the portions go to God on the korban. They're burnt on the mizbech nechoshes, the copper altar. The kohen gets a portion, and the baal korban, the owner of the korban, gets a portion. On the opposite end of the spectrum of the ola is the korban pesach. What do you do with the korban pesach? Everyone has to eat it. That is for the baal korban and whoever is in part of his group, his chabura. But the ola is totally to God. What should we do with Yitzchak? Totally up, burnt up to God. Al achar har mishar amar lecha, upon one of the mountains that I will tell you. Ayashkem avram baboker. Rashi says nizdaris la mitzvah. You know, I can't even say if it was us. But a person on Avram Avinu's level, a giant of a Baal Amunah, he woke up with Zrizus, with alacrity for the mitzvah. He saddles his donkey. He takes Yishma'el and Eliezer with him, the ace Yitzchak Beno and Yitzchak his son. And he splits the word for the offering. He got up, and he went to the place that God said. He's journeying in this encounter to meet God atop this mountain. It was on the third day, and Abraham lifts his eyes. He sees the place from afar. That is a deeper meaning there. He sees the place from afar, but Malcolm is also a name of Hashem. There's Shem Yod and Hey and Vav and Hey, which we already referred to, is the attribute of mercy. There's Shem Elohim, which is the attribute of Din, which we already referred to. Both of those names of God feature in this narrative. It begins with Elohim, strict justice. It is mercy that saves the child. Here's another appearance, a third appearance of a third name of God in this narrative. Again, you pay attention when you're, I hope, that this year when we are in Beis Knesset and we hear the Torah reading, it'll have some more meaning to us all. Makom is a name for Hashem. Makom is one of the names. Why? Because Chazal said, Kosh Baruch Hu is Mekom Sha'olam, the Ein Ha'olam Makom. Kosh Baruch Hu is the place of the world. The world is not his place. Kosh Baruch Hu is the place. We inhabit the place of God. It's not that God inhabits our place. Vayar's hamakom me'rachok can be interpreted as he saw God as being very distant from him. While he is undergoing this tremendous nisayon, he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away from him. Sometimes in our lives, we feel closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, and sometimes in our lives, we wonder, Hashem, where are you in my life? And sometimes it feels that Hashem is so far away from us. So they journey. Verses 7 through 8. Vayomer Yitzchak al Avram Aviv. Yitzchak says to Avram his father. Vayomer Avi. He says, father. Vayomer Hineni Bini. And he says, here I am, my son. Vayomer. And Yitzchak says, Hine ha'esh v'ha'itzim. Here is the fire and the wood. Va'aye hasel ola. What are we shachting? I'm going up a mountain to bring an ola, but there's no animal here. Where is the lamb for the offering? Vayomer Avram, and Avram says, Elokim Yirelo Haseh La'ola B'ni V'yecho Shneem Yachtav. And Avram said, God will show for himself, will reveal for himself a lamb for the offering, my son, and the two of them walk together. Another way to understand that Chazal say is, Elokim Yirelo Haseh, God will see for himself the lamb, comma, La'ola B'ni. My son will be the offering. You understand the two ways of what I just said? It depends where you put the comma. Let's look at this Gevaldik Medrash Tanchuma. Beautiful Medrash Tanchuma. Kadmo ha-Satan bedarach. So Avram's walking with Yitzchak. And the Satan, who does not want us to do Avodas Hashem, meets him on the way. V'nidma lo kidmut zakin. The Satan appears like an image of an old man. He dresses up. He takes on this personality of being an old man. Amar lo. So Avram's walking and he meets an old man. Okay. So, you know, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Yesterday when we got off the tube, I told you we went to the Tower of London, the Crown Jewels, etc. It was really quite amazing. So we got off at, what's the station between Golders Green and Hendon?
Brent Cross.
Which one?
Cross.
Yeah, Brent Cross. Hashem just arranged things so perfectly. The exact time we got on the tube and we're walking down the street, we went to a very nice restaurant for dinner, La Fiesta. Yeah. And it was Mincha time, so there was a Yid in the street. So my husband said, is there a shul? He said, right down the block. And he said, actually, there's a Mincha now, 5 minutes. So the hashkacha of the timing was crazy. And then this man realized we were foreigners. And then after he gave us instructions, like almost like an afterthought, he said Shalom Aleichem. It was very nice. He was welcoming us. He realized that we weren't from here. He said Shalom Aleichem. So you meet people in the street and they say Aleichem Shalom and Shalom Aleichem. So that's what the Satan did. He's an old man and he says, "Could I give you instructions? You want to know what time Mincha is? Here you go." That's not what this man said. This man said La'ana Taholeich. Where are you going? Amar lo lihit palel. I'm going to pray. Oh my gosh, it's mamish a good example. Where's the next Mincha? Lihit palel. Amar lo umisha holech lit palel. Really? You're just going to daven? Lama eishuma achalas biyado ve'etzim al katefo. Aha! You have fire, you have a knife, and you have wood on your shoulder. That's what you do when you're going to daven. If you're carrying your talis and tefillin, a sitter, a tefillin, I understand. These are what you need to go daven. Amar lo shema nishe yomo yomayim v'neshcha v'nofa v'nochal. So Abraham understands he's speaking to the Satan. So he says, well, you know why I have all these things. Maybe we'll be delayed a day or 2 days. We're going to need to shecht an animal. We're going to need to bake something. So I'm taking fire. I'm taking a knife. I'm taking some wood in case I need to prepare myself something at the campsite to eat. Amar lo zakein lo sham hayisi kesha amar lecha kosh baruch hu kachnas bincha. The Satan says to Abraham, old man, wasn't I there? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to you, take your son, your only one. I know where you're going. You're not going to have a campfire. You're not going to roast marshmallows. You're not going to mincha down the block from Cross Street, Cross Brent, Cross, whatever it's called. Yeah? V'zakein kemoscha yilech v'yabe ben shenitun olamei hashana. Seriously? I know exactly where you're going. I heard the instructions. I heard God tell you, take your son, your only one. An old man like you is going to lose his son by his own hand that was given to you after 100 years. Lo shamata hamasha masha haya biado ibdo umivakesh ma'achirim. Haven't you heard the saying, what is in his hand he lost, and then you're going to ask for it from somebody else? You're going to take your son, you're going to lose your own son, he's in your hand. Really? And then you're going to go try and seek out another one somewhere else? What are you doing? You waited 100 years for this child. You're going to go try and get another son? You're going to say, oh, I could check this one, I'll have another one. Tishma min hamastin uta'abed neshama shetetchayev ala abadin. And if you listen and say, I'll go get another son, I'll go get another child after this, listen, tishma min hamastin uta'abed neshama. Listen to the prosecutor, I think that's what this means. Tishma mina masin uta abe neshama, you will lose a soul. It's chayiv ala abedin. Yeah, you're going to be chayiv. You're going to have to answer in din. You're going to have to give it a judgment and an accounting. What are you doing when you cause this child to be lost? Amar lo mastin haya. No. Avram says, you're telling me the prosecutor, the Satan, told me to shecht my son, and I'm going to have to give an accounting. No, lo mastin haya. Wasn't the Satan who told me to lose my son. Elo kodesh baruch hu yisbarach haya. The Satan tries to go, so you're not going to David. I'm going to campfire. I know where you're really going. The Satan says, you're just listening to the forces of evil. And you're going to have to give an accounting for listening to the forces of evil. You're listening to your Yetzer Hara. You're listening to Satan. Aram says, no. It was not the Satan. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Lo ashma mimcha. I'm not listening to you. You're just trying to throw me off my path. Halach me'alav. So the Satan realizes it doesn't work the first time. V'nid me'labachur. He now appears as a young man. V'amar al yamino shel Yitzchak. Who does he go to? You know, I just realized something I never realized before from this Medrash. Something I also say very often in my teachings is it's extremely important to always review your learning. New things emerge that you don't realize the first time around, or the second, or the third, or the tenth. I just realized something very, very interesting. When the Satan appears to Avram, he appears as a contemporary, as an old man. When the Satan appears to Yitzchak, how does he appear to him? A bachur. A contemporary, a young man. When he appears to Avram, he talks his language. He's his age. He's his generation. It's a language Avram is going to understand. When he appears to Yitzchak, he appears as a bachur. That's extremely compelling. I think it teaches us two things. One is, you could say we learn a lesson from the Satan, you need to speak to people in a way that they will understand. You can't speak to an 85-year-old person. By the way, I lecture once a week for many, many years, Kanai Nahar, in a retirement community. So I do speak every single week to people who are 85 and older. You cannot speak to people who are of a certain generation the way you speak to people of a younger generation. They won't understand what you're saying. I don't mean they might understand the English, but even like my kids will sometimes say things and they laugh because mommy doesn't understand. Of course you understand what they're saying, but sometimes you just don't grasp the nuances of a different generation. That's very interesting. This is extremely interesting. When he appeared to Avram, he was a Zakein, and when he appeared to Yitzchak, he was a Bachur. That's really interesting. That's the first thing I think we learn from here. You need to speak in a language that a person understands. The second thing I think you learn from here is the power of the Satan. He's not going to go to a Zakein with any sign of a Bachur. He's not going to go to an old man with any sign that he would present to a 15-year-old teenager or a 21-year-old young woman. Why? Because they have different Yetzer Haras at different stages in life. The Yetzer Hara of a 50-year-old is not the Yetzer Hara of a 13 or a 14 or an 18-year-old. So when the Satan appears to someone who's older in life, he's going to present you with a challenge that's appropriate for your age that might be, make you nichshal. And when he appears to the 16-year-old, he's going to appear in the disguise, in the garment of someone of that age. We learn two things from this. One, speak to a person in a language that they understand. And I don't mean literally the language that they understand. Generations change, times change, norms change. If you want to communicate most effectively with a person, it must be in a way they understand. It actually relates to the Chatzotos and the sixth parsha, but we're not going to talk about that now. And the second lesson you learn is it's very hard to recognize the Yetzer Hara. Because the challenge is so uniquely tailored just to you. You're not going to get the challenge of a 70-year-old person if you are 23, because it's not the same. Very, very interesting. Okay, second paragraph of Medrash Tenchuma. Halach me'ala v'nid me'le bachur v'amar al yimino so Yitzchak. So he didn't have any luck with Avram. So now he goes and he stands by Yitzchak. Amar lo la'ana taholeich, where are you going? Amar lo lomo Torah. Avram says, I'm going to palal. Yitzchak says, I'm going to learn Torah. I'm going to learn. Did someone say something? Amar lo bechayecha o b'misascha. He says, really? You're going to learn Torah? You're going to learn Torah in life or in death? Doesn't the Torah says, v'chay b'hem in chazal darshe v'lo sh'yemus b'hem. The Torah tells us, live by Torah. And the sages say, live by Torah. Don't die by Torah. You're going to learn Torah in life or in death. Amar lo. V'chi yesh adam shel yomar achar misa. Really, says the Satan? Is there a person who could learn Torah after he dies? Amarlo, Aluv bar Aluvan, he says to him, wretched one, the son of a wretched one. You wretched individual, you Yitzchak, look what you're going to do, the son of a wretched one. Kama ta'aniosos nis'anes imcha ad shalom nolata. This relates to our share yesterday. I forgot the name of the rabbi said in the back, but this relates to our share yesterday. How many fasts, it's on YU Torah if anyone's interested in hearing it, it's on the first day of Rosh Hashanah reading. Kama ta'aniyos nis'anes imcha ad shalom nolata. How many fasts did your mother have to fast in order to have you? She waited 90 years. V'azakeneza hishtata uhu holech lishchatecha. Seriously? And this old man, meaning who's he referring to? Avram, your father, he's going to erase all of this and take you and kill you? Amar afal pikein lo avar al das yotzri v'al tzivu avi. Yitzchak says, I'm sorry. I will not transgress the ratzon of my creator, the will of my creator, and I will not transgress the command, the word of my father. Chazavar amar lo aviv avi re'ei ma omer lizah. So Yitzchak says, Father, look at this. Look what he's telling me. Amar lo al tashkiach alav. She'ena ba'ela li'yaif layenu. Tashkiach, it's from the word mashkiach. A mashkiach has to be paying attention, supervising. Avram says to his son Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, Father, this person's driving me crazy. Father says, don't pay any attention to him. He is only coming to exhaust us. He's saying the Birkas HaShachar in the morning, Hanose Nayav Koach. Avram says he's just coming to exhaust us. Miyad, Vayomer Yitzchak. And that's immediately when Yitzchak said to his father, where is the sheep for the offering? And they went together. Ignore him. Vayomer Shlishi, it was on the third day. V'chime Acher Shadech Krova, Lama Nisakev, Shloshos Yamim. What's taking 3 days? It doesn't take so long to get from Hebron to Har HaMoria. The Medrash says, what's taking so long? He appeared to Avram as an old man. He appeared to Yitzchak as a young man. And none of his reasonings or arguments are working. So what does the Satan do now? He makes himself into a very great river. There's a flood before them. They can't cross. Miyad yarad Avram l'toch ha'mayim v'higiu ad birkav. Avram is still not going to be deterred, and he goes into this river. Up to his knees, he's in water. Amar l'na'arav bo acharai. He says to his lads, remember, he took Yeshua and Yitzchak, come after me. Yardu acharav. Kevan shehi. So in other words, they're all trying to get to this Mount Moriah. They have a donkey, they have the supplies, they have Avram, Yitzchak, the two lads with him, and they're trying to cross the river. Kevan shehigyu al chatzianar, but the Nahar is really this miraculous river that the Satan created to stop them. They come halfway through the river. Higia maim ad savaro. Where's the maim? Where's the water up to? His neck. He's about to drown. But also shatala Avram eina v'shamayim. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam. Bachartani, bachartani, bahore sani, vinigleisali. I'm going to translate after I go through it. Bahamartali, ani yachid vata yachid, al yadcha yivadashmi ba'olam, vale yitzchak bin chalafanai ba'olam, veloi kafti. Bahareini, I'm going to translate after I go through Avram's tefillah. Bahareini osek bitsuvecha, v'achshav bo maim ad nefesh. At that moment, it reminds me of the Gemara. And so to Lamed Zayin Aleph, where Nachshon ben Aminadab jumps into the water, which everybody knows, but what many of us do not know is that he too was in his neck up to water, and he lifted his eyes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he starts to say, Tehillah bo maim ad nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want me to go into the sea or not go into the sea? You want it to split or not to split? I'm about to drown here, please split the water. But also Shah Tal Avram Avinu Einav L'Shamayim, Avram looks up at heaven, and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, you chose me, you taught me, Torah, Hore Sadi, same root word, you instructed me, you revealed yourself to me, and you said to me, I am a singular in the world, God, capital S, and you, Avram, are singular in the world, and through you, Avram, my name will be known through the whole world, and you told me to slaughter my son Yitzchak before you, and I did not delay, and I am in the middle of doing your command, and you're drowning me? Baal Maim Ad Nefesh, I'm trying to live your life. I'm trying to live your Ratzon. Zu Torah v'zu Sora. This is the reward for someone who is listening to your command. You want me to shech them or not? You want the Ola or not? Why am I drowning? Imanio Yitzchak b'ni Toveya, mi yikayem amracha. If me and Yitzchak drown, that's the end of the Uma Israelis before it even starts. Who is going to live in this world to uphold your command? Amim is Yachid Shemecha. Who's going to say every morning, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedosh, Shema Echad? Hero Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. How will you have the Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the Echad, the oneness of God in this world? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, Shal Yadcha, Yisechid Shmi Bo'ev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Oh, I've accepted your arguments. I swear by your life, which Kavyacha Tarsham took an oath, through you my name will be one in the world. In other words, Avram, you're going to survive this experience to go fulfill my command. Miyad Ga'ar Kosh Baruch Hu let out a roar, so to speak, as Hamayan, he dried up the spring of water, V'yavasha Nahar, V'amdu Bayabasha. Okay, Kosh Baruch Hu took care of it, no more river. Avram's on dry land. Ma Asa HaSata. The Satan still does not give up. You know what else you learn from this? The Yetzer Hara is such a formidable foe. He'll try one way, he'll try another way, he'll try a third way. Like, enough already. He's still there. Look what he says now. First he's a Zakein, then he's a Bachur, then he's a Nahar. Old man, young man, river. Ma Asa Satan, Amar La Avram. He says to the Satan, Ve'elai Davar Yugunav, quoting a pasuk from Iov, the end of the pasuk is, Vatikach Av Azni Shemetz Minahu. It means, now a word was secretly brought to me. A whisper was heard. The Satan quotes a pasuk from Iov, a word, Ve'elai Davar Yugunav, a word was stolen, a word was heard by me. It was secretly brought to me in a whisper. In other words, I know something you don't know. This is what the Satan says to Avram. I know a divine secret. I'm going to reveal it to you. Kach shamati me'acharei ha'par gor. I heard behind the heavenly partition. I know something, Avram. Haseh le'ola ve'ein Yitzchak le'ola. The Satan reveals to Avram that ultimately Yitzchak is not going to be shechted. I heard in the divine chamber, you are not going to actually sacrifice your son. Haseh le'ola ve'ein Yitzchak le'ola. This is actually not going to happen. There's going to be no shechting of Yitzchak. He revealed to him the divine secret. Midas HaRachmim is going to step in at the last minute and say, Al Tishlach Na Yarcha. Don't do anything to the boy. Amar lo, Avram says to the Satan, Kach an shol shal badai, sha'afilu omer emes ein shol min lo. You know the boy who cried wolf? Avram says to the Satan, this is the fate of a liar. Even when he speaks the truth, no one listens to him. That's what Avram answered the Satan. I'm not listening to anything you say, not as an old man, not as a young man, not as a river, and not even when you speak the truth, because you're the Satan and we don't listen to the Satan. And suddenly, Midas Harah, they get up to the mountain, he binds his son, he takes the ma'achalas biyado, vayom al tishlach yad chalanar, va'at haslo mu'uba. And suddenly, this heavenly voice cries out and says, Avram, don't do it. Because now I know that you are God-fearing, and you did not withhold your son, your only one, from me. Aisa Avram es Einav. This is all Kriya Sotar for day two. Not Medrash Tanchuma, but now we know a little bit of the backstory to Kriya Sotar to day two. And Avram lifts his eyes. Vayar v'hinei ayel acher ne'achaz b'svach b'karnav. There is a different ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Ayelech Avram v'yikach es ayel v'yilei le'ol atachas b'no. Avram went, he took the ram and he shechted it as the ol offering instead of his son. Zukt Rashi. Now, why is this ayah important? Because we already saw Rashi by Matan Torah. What does Rashi tell us by the shofar of Matan Torah? Elo shel Yitzchak haya. It was the shofar, the horn from the ram of Yitzchak. Zokt Rashi v'hine ayol. This ram does not only important by Matan Torah, the ram's horn, I should say, does not only feature in Matan Torah. This ram's horn did not originate only by the Akedas Yitzchak. We're going back to creation. Rashi to Parach Aveza Bereshis tells us, Muchan Haya Lakach Misheshis Yimei Bereshis. This ram, this shofar, was actually prepared for the world from the time of creation. From creation to the Akedah, Avram was 20 generations after Adam, 2-0. 20 generations from Adam to Noach, Perakei Bereshis. 20 generations from Noach to Avram, Perakit Alpha Bereshis. So Avram is 20 generations after Kriyas HaOlam. This ram was prepared 20 generations earlier, by the time of Maisa Bereshis. Now we go to Pirkei Avos. Mamish, we're taking a beautiful journey here through different portions of Torah, Torah Shevichtav, Torah Shebalpah. The Medrash tells us, not the Medrash, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, which you see on your handout, says Pirkei Avos 5:8, Perakei Mishnah Ches. Asar Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos B'nish Mashos. 10 things were created on Erev Shabbos at twilight. Isn't it true that Beinu Shmashos in Eretz, if I find, Beinu Shmashos in Yerushalayim, there's a certain light, there's a certain aura. I feel like you don't see it anywhere else in the world. There's a certain feeling, well, there's a certain feeling we're in Eretz Yisrael that you don't feel anywhere else in the world. You should know, being here, I feel closer to Eretz Yisrael when I daven. I'm not joking, I'm like, you know, so many miles closer to Eretz Yisrael than when I'm in Woodbury, so I feel a little bit closer to Eretz Yisrael. But there's a certain light of being a Shmashos, especially in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, Mir Kodesh. You just feel like it's such a time of, it's an opportune time for Kedusha. Every time is an opportune time for Kedusha. I can't explain it, I guess. It's true, you can't explain Eretz Yisrael. My father-in-law once said to me about Eretz Yisrael, if you've never been there, if you've been there, you can't explain it. And if you've never been there, it can't be explained. So I can't explain in words what I'm trying to say about this time of Beinu Shmashos, twilight in Yerushalayim. If you know, good. If not, Be'ezrat Hashem, one day you should be zocha to know. Asar Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Beinu Shmashos. 10 things were created on Erev Shabbos in twilight. And these are them. So I have to start to go a little quickly here. What are they? The mouth of the ground that opened up to swallow Korach and his Edah. The mouth of the well of Miriam, the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam, the rainbow of Noach, Perek Tes, the man, the heavenly food that sustained them for 40 years in the desert, the staff of Avram Avinu. I'm sorry, I'm speeding up now because I want to make sure to get through the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer with you as well, which is Gevaldik, the Shamir, which was the little worm that they put on the stones of the Big Day Kuhuna, the Avnei Shoham, the Avnei Miluim, to engrave with letters, Haktava Michtava Luchos, the writing, the inscription, and the tablets themselves. The writing and the inscription means on the Luchos, the Yesh Armim Afamasikin, and there are those who say even harmful forces, Ukvir Asosha Moshe, Simchas Torah. We're going to read about Moshe dying on Simchas Torah and God bearing him. I bolded this one for you. For purposes of our shir, the Elo shall Avram Avinu. For purposes of our shir, what was created in Erev Shabbos Beinu Shmashos? The ram of Avram Avinu. V'yesh, and there are those who say tongs, T-O-N-G-S, tongs, which were created with tongs. Okay, for purposes of our shir, what was created on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos? The ram of Avram Avinu. The Bar Tanura, who is a classic commentator on the Mishnah, Italian commentator on the Mishnah, 1600s, I believe, Ve'elo Shel Avram Avinu. What does that mean? The ram was created. Mamish, the ram of 20 generations later, was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. That's how old the ram was. And then suddenly Avram turned around and he's been stuck in this thicket for 20 generations. Oh, says the Bar Tanura. Just like you can't learn Torah Bechtav without the commentators, you also can't learn Torah Balpa without the commentaries. So the Bar Tanura tells us, Nigzar Olo Beina Shmashos She'iyah Nechas B'Svach B'Karnav B'Sha'as HaKeda. It was decreed on the first Erev Shabbos of creation, between the times at twilight, that it would be caught in the thicket by its horns at the time of the Akedah. So it does not mean that this ram on top of Har HaMoriah in the bush was sitting there for 20 generations waiting for this event. It was decreed upon the ram at that time that this is what would happen. So we have been through, ready? We started by the psukim that delineate Rosh Hashanah in Chumash as a Yom Teruah. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is the shofar blast. That's where we began. We looked at the psukim in Emor and in Pinchas. Then we went to Matan Torah, Shemos, Perek Yotaz, and Perek Chof, that with Rashi, that teach us that the shofar, first of all, was one of the most prominent features, associations, at the time of the revelation, the sound of the shofar featured very prominently. It was both telling you that the Torah was being given, and then it was blown as the all clear after the Torah was given. And we also saw in Rashi, by Matan Torah, this is not any stam shofar that they picked up by a shofar maker. No, it was the shofar of the Ayel Shel Yitzchak. With that, we then went to Bereishis Perachav Beis, and we looked at the narrative of the Akedas Yitzchak, and we went through also Medrash Tanchuma that tells us how difficult it was for Avram to move past the Satan, because the Satan tries so many tactics. We had beautiful insights there as well, that try and stop him in his tracks. Finally, he makes it. We looked at the end of the Akedah, the climax of the Akedah, where Avram's about to shech the son, and the angel of mercy calls out. He says, don't do it, and instead of a son, what does he shech? A ram. And then we saw Rashi by the Akedah, which is Torah reading for day two, where Rashi tells us this is not any ram, this is the ram of creation. So to understand what ram that is, we went to Pirkei Avos, which is the source that this ram is a ram from creation. And the Mishnah tells us, yeah, 10 things were created of Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. One of them, some say, is the ram. And then the Bar Tanura says it's not sitting there for 20 generations. On top, Mount Moriah, the Bar Tanura, on the Mishnah says it was decreed upon this ram that it would be stuck there at the time of the Akedah. Now we go to Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Here we go. Beautiful. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Amar. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, also ha'ayo shenivra ben Hashmashos, that ayo from the time of Maisa Bereishis, lo yatsa mimenu davar levatela. Lahavdil. A billion havdalos. I think you have to call them Native Americans. But the Eskimos, I grew up in Canada. No, I'm not being serious. When they would, for example, kill a whale, they did not. Today we have so much waste. We have so much baltashmas, unfortunately, in our world and in our society. They didn't waste anything of the whale. They would eat its meat. They would use, the blubber for oil, for fat, for cooking. When they would kill animals, they would use every part of the animal for some purpose. When they would kill, let's say, a bear, not only eat the meat, they would use the skins to warm themselves. So we see that there is a tachlis to everything in creation. Nothing should be wasted. Everything Kosh Baruch Hu gave us, it's just we should really appreciate Hashem's world. And there's an issue, the Raisa of Baal Tashis, but we should try and be careful. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omar, also I said that already. This ayah that was created by creation, none of it was wasted. None of it was wasted. Afaro sha'ayel, who you saw the agave mizbeach apnimi? Wow. The ashes of this ayel are the foundation upon, what's the mizbeach apnimi? In the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, the golden altar. The golden altar is also, it's the mizbeach hazahav, mizbeach apnimi, and mizbeach haketores. The golden altar, which is used for incense offering, is inside the space known as the Kodesh, the holy space in the sanctuary, and these ashes became the foundation of that Mizbeach. Gidiei ha'ayil, the sinews of the ayil, elu asara nivalim, nivalim shel kinor, shehu davin minagein behem. You want to know where the string on King David's harp, have you ever been to Ir David? You know, in front they have like the harp in the front of Ir David when you walk in. The strings of the harp of King David were the sinews of this ram. O Rosh al Ayil, the skin, the leather, the skin of the ram, who azar masnam she'eliyahu navi zachor latov. Eliyahu navi girded his loins with the skin, the leather of the ram, she'ne'emar, the pasuk says it's from Malachim 2. Yeah, I give it to you in your footnote, the full pasuk from Malachim Beis. Yes? Okay, very good, fine. So you could read it. I gave you the translation there, yeah? Perfect, fine. I'm sorry, it's because of time. For our shir, look at the words in bold in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Karnov shel ayo, the horns of the ram. This is so beautiful. A ram has two horns. It's not a unicorn. Shall small, yesterday we went to see the crown jewels. I forget what they call, you're not allowed to take pictures. I forget what they call them. They had scepters. I said to my husband, Vayoshe Ramech Sharvit HaZahavla, Esther Malka, it was incredible. A Tiga Barosha Sharvit, but they also had these, they look like a scepter, but they're much bigger and much thicker. They're gold. And they had these engravings on them. And they're different animals, different images. And I said to my husband, that's a lion. You could look at them and see the engravings. They're like going back, these are the crown jewels from the 1600s. It's amazing. 1600s. There's an engraving of a lion, an engraving of a unicorn. So this animal is not a unicorn. This animal has two horns. Karnov shall ayil, shall small. Shetakabo behar Sinai, shenemar Torah is so beautiful. Torah is like a puzzle. And there's all these pieces scattered all over. And our tafkid is to put it together to create this beautiful symphony. You have to go to this Torah Shebichtav, this Rashi, this Mishnah, this Medrash, this teaching, and then it comes together in the most beautiful picture. Karnov shall ayil, shall small shetakobo behar Sinai, shenemar vayhibim shach hayovel, bekarnav hayovel. The left horn of the ram is the horn of, is the shofar of? Rosh Hashanah. Not Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Har Sinai. Vishal Yamin. Shahu gidola misha small. Shahu asid lit korabo la asid lavo. Will be the shofar of Mashiach. The shofar we're still waiting for. Right demonstrates strength. Small docha, the yamin mikarabas. Right in Jewish law and in Hashkava represents Yemincha Hashem Nadar Bekoach Az Yashir. The right horn has not yet been blown. We have not yet heard the blast of the right shofar. This ayah was muchan misheshes imei bereshes. It wasn't sitting there for 20 generations, says the Bartonar. It was nigzer. There was a gzeira. You are going to be stuck. From the time of Maisa bereshes, there was a gzeira. And that shofar has been blown. It featured prominently on Har Sinai. It tells us that here is the Shekhinah. Melech Balair. Everyone get ready. You should be shaking when you hear the shofar. Ur Yesheni Mishna Seichem. Al-Kitzu Nirdami Mitardeschem, says the Rambam. Wake up, who you are sleeping. You are in a slumber. Wake up. Malacha Nirdom Kum Kra El Elokecha. How could you be sleeping, says the Rabbi Chovel to Yonah. You're sleeping, get up. The shofar tells us to arise, to arouse, to wake up, to avodas Hashem, says the Rabbi. I believe it's Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. And that shofar comes from Sheshus and Mebereshus, 20 generations to later Takedas Yitzchak. I don't want to count the generations right now, it's not so hard. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Amram, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. 26 generations after Moshe, Maisa Bereishis, on Matan Torah, the horn of the isle is blown. But it's the left horn, because left is weaker, and as powerful as Matan Torah is, it's not as strong as the shofar of Yemos HaMashiach. Vashal Yamin, I didn't translate it yet for you. The right horn, Shehu Gedola Mishal Smol, which is greater in strength, in endurance, in power, in might, in malchus. Shehu Asadit Kabo the Asadapa. The right horn of this isle, which has been in the world, so to speak, since Maisa Bereishis, which has been with our people since the Akedas Yitzchak, which featured prominently by Matan Torah. A right horn is being saved for that great day. Ahaya bayamahu itaka b'shofar gadol. Ahaya Hashem la melech. My Sheita lady told me, she comes every year, Mimi Feller, she comes every year because her in-laws are from London. Go see something related to Malchus. It gives you a teeny sense, lahavda, comparison, of what Rosh Hashanah is. Ahaya Hashem la melech al kol ha'aretz. On the great day when the right horn of this ayah will be blowing, and when they blow the great shofar blast of our redemption, Hashem will be crowned as king over the whole earth. Like the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, this is the pasuk that the Medrash is, that the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is quoting. V'haya bayamahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, Yeshayahu perchav zayin pasuk gimel, be on that great day. They will blow the great shofar. Which shofar? We know which shofar. Uvao ovdim beretz Asher, and those who are lost in the land of Asher will come. Vanidach, and those who have been pushed away to the land of Egypt. That means we're in the Arba Kamvos Ha'aretz right now. We'll be brought back. Vishtachavu LaHashem, Bahar HaKodesh B'Yerushalayim. We will go back to Mount Moriah in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. We will all worship HaKodesh Baruch Hu once again. And what do we say every day in our weekday Amida? This should add a little bit different kavanos for you when you daven your Shmona Esrei. Should be the last source on your handout. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teka b'shofar gadol l'cheiroseinu. Every day, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to blow the great shofar. Which is the shofar gadol? The right horn of the ram, of Sheshus Yimei Bereishis, of Akedas Yitzchak. The left one, of course, Baruch Hu, you used it already by Matan Torah. But the right one we're all waiting for. Teka b'shofar gadol l'cheiroseinu, v'son neis tekabetz g'lioseinu, raise the banner of the ingathering of the exiles, v'kabtenu yachad mehera me'arban kamfos ha'aretz, and gather us in quickly from the four corners of the earth. I met at the conference a rav from Geneva. Rav Shchita, they have to import meat. A rav from Scotland, Northern Ireland, Northern England, the next Kehila you told me is 40 miles away over a mountain. We are scattered to the four corners of the earth. And we wait for the shofar, Shal Elo, Shal Yitzchak, the Yamin, which is greater than the small. May Arba Kamvos Arts bring us in with that shofar. La Artsena to our land, not foreign lands. Baruch Ata Hashem Mekabetz Nedchei Amo Yisrael. We should be zochet to hear the shofar being blown. It should be b'mehera b'yameinu. I thank you so much for learning with me. I thank Shalvi for inviting me. I wish you a kesiva v'chasima tova, shana tovu m'suka, and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol tov.